Hi, this is Carmela from New Hyde Park, and you're listening to A Beautiful Life with Judy Torres.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life. Hola mi gente, this is your favorite chica, Judy Torres, welcoming you to my podcast, Beautiful Life. In case you're tuning in and you've never heard of me before, in the music industry, I'm known as the Queen of Freestyle. I've been a radio personality on New York's WKTU for over 20 years, an actress, and most recently, a master life coach. And one of the reasons I decided to do this podcast was because I started to notice that the majority of my fan mail wasn't asking me for autographs or the next place where I'll be performing. Most of them ask me, Judy, how can you help me? Judy, I need help. Judy, I need your advice. Judy, what would you do? So I decided, you know what? This is a really good time in my life because now I'm 51. I've got a little wisdom under my belt and I figured this is a good time for me to give back. So I want to pay it forward. And so today's topic is going to be about family drama. We all love our family and they love us. And there's always one or two that give us a hard time, or unexpectedly, our family members begin to have issues, whether they're health issues or mental health issues, and then we're so stressed out and we don't know what to do. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And hopefully by the end of this podcast, you'll feel a little bit more relaxed and more able and capable to handle it. And if not, hey, let your family love them anyway. Carmela, chica, tell me what's going on.
My situation is my mother is losing it, and she doesn't want to admit it. Judy, I was wondering if you could help me.
Okay, Carmela, listen. I think that I have an idea of how we can help you. But before we do that, let's have my personal assistant, Wilhelmina, give us the meme of the week.
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina, and this is Judy Torres' meme of the week. My family is temperamental. Half temper, half mental. What do you think about that, Judy? How you like them nuts? Get it, nuts?
Yes, Wilhelmina, I get it. Families are like fudge with a lot of nuts. I get it. Thank you, Wilhelmina. And now let's go back to Carmela.
My mother is losing her mind. She won't talk to her sisters. She won't admit that she's losing it. I don't know what else.
When you say losing her mind, do you mean as in dementia?
Yeah.
Okay. How old is your mom?
69.
Okay.
She won't ask for help. I don't know what else to do.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, I can't even imagine. One of the worst things about dementia and Alzheimer's is it literally robs the person of not only their understanding of the world, is also in some ways it erases the memory of you. There's no other painful thing than to feel like the person you love doesn't remember you or doesn't recognize you, you know?
She recognizes everybody, but she's just nasty. She won't talk to her sisters. She sits in front of the TV all day, barely goes out. My aunt, who retired a year ago, does more than her.
Okay. I mean, well, everybody's different, you know? Everyone's energy level's different. Everyone's health situations are different. So I think comparing is not going to help. However, I know right now my aunt is going through Alzheimer's, and she's 94 years old. And it's affecting my father heavily because she's the last surviving sibling in his family right now.
The thing is, she's right, you're wrong. Mm-hmm.
I hate to say this, but do you think the fact that she thinks that she's right and everyone is wrong, do you really think that that's dementia related? Or could that be a generational thing, you know, like she's just stubborn?
I don't know, because when she gets into it with like siblings, her other two siblings, the last comment is, there's no winning with you. You think you're right, everybody's wrong.
How is she with you?
The same way.
Do you live with her?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be hard.
It is. It is. And my son tries to avoid confrontation, as much as possible. So,
You know something? It's possible that it may not be dementia. It's possible it could be depression. Because people think that depression is just crying and feeling lethargic and not wanting to get out of bed and feeling very unmotivated. You know, you stop doing the things that bring you enjoyment. But depression can also have a flip side. And usually with men, this shows up. Usually with men, depression comes out as anger because you're so frustrated that you feel the way you do and you don't know what to do about it. And so every little thing ticks you off. Is it possible that she's depressed?
I don't know. She won't admit it.
Who is she closest to right now in the family that who she gets along with, quote unquote, along with?
Hate to say it, nobody. Because she's flirt with everybody. Nobody wants to talk to her.
Interesting. So what do you want to do about it? What do you think you can do about it?
I can't do anything because she won't take any help.
Is this her house?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if it's her house, there's nothing you can do about
it. I know. That's what
I'm
saying.
It's her house. It's her house, her rules, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It's like I remember when I was a teenager and I was starting to get frustrated with my mom. My mom and I were clashing. And I think it's just a mother-daughter rite of passage thing. At some point, you've got to start clashing with your mom so you can start to claim your own independence. But we were clashing. And I remember I said to her, Mom, I'm really getting sick of this. She goes, well, you don't like it? Then you leave. You don't like it? That's my rules. And that's it. You don't like it? You can find yourself another place to live. And I did. A couple of months later.
I just go about my business, like trying to get my son ready for college and everything and me doing what needs to be done.
How old is your son?
17.
Okay. So that's got to be hard for your son.
Yeah, to avoid everything, just doing what needs to be done and keep moving.
So I'm going to say that you can do two things. You can sit with your mom. You can ask her to turn the TV off. And you could say, Mom, I need to have a real conversation with you. We will only do this once, but I have to talk to you. I'm worried about you, Mom. I love you. Tell her the good stuff, because otherwise, if you just start with, you're always in a grumpy mood, she's going to feel attacked. You don't want her to feel attacked. So, Mom, I need to talk to you. This is very serious. Let's please turn off the TV. Just give me 10 minutes of your time. Sit down. Sit right in front of her. Hold her hand. Say, Mom, I love you so much. I don't know what's going on, and I'm worried about you. Are you okay? See how she responds to that. You can say, Mom, I'm feeling like we're walking on eggshells around here. I don't know what to do so that you can be joyful. Is there something that I can do? Is there something that we can do? Is there something upsetting you?
All right.
Ask her. It sounds to me like she's very defensive, and sometimes when people are that way, they're set in their ways. There's not much you can do about it. But
you're right.
Maybe, and I'm sure people are snipping at her or trying to avoid her. And here's the thing. Home is supposed to be your sanctity. It's like supposed to be a sacred, quiet place where you can be at peace, where you can be yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can put your feet up and you can be able to talk to people about how their day was. And when it's not going that way, it's no longer home. It's a war. It's a war scene. You're in a place that's violent where you have to defend yourself and protect yourself. And that's no longer home.
I know.
So that would be my first set of advice. If she does come forward and say something to you, it's very possible no one's asked her if she's okay because she's too busy pushing people away. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when we push people away, we are depressed. So I would just ask her, try to have a conversation with her, be willing to say, hey, Mom, come with me somewhere. Let's talk. Or, maybe offer to take her to her favorite place for dinner and just try to have a nice conversation with her. Maybe she just needs to get out, too, because we get stuck sometimes in our pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like she's stuck.
Okay.
The second thing I would say is to get her evaluated. But if she's against it, that's going to be really hard. But you can try.
I know.
You can always say, Mom, look, anytime you're ready, you let me know. I'd love to take you somewhere. Or say, let's go to therapy together. Make believe it's your problem. Mom, I got a problem. I need you to come with me. Maybe there's some way you can get her in there with you. And maybe there's some way you can talk about it. The second part of the advice is not going to make you too happy. But you're with your son. and you guys are unhappy. Did you ever consider getting a place on your own?
Yeah, but it was so expensive.
Too expensive in what way?
Rent.
Okay, is your son able to work?
Yes, part-time.
Is he working part-time now?
Mm-hmm.
Son, we're both going crazy here.
Yeah.
Let's get a place together. But I'm going to need you to step up. I'm going to need you to be the man of the house, literally. And let's decide where we can live, what we can afford. And perhaps while you're studying, you can get a part-time job and you can contribute and see if you can do something that way.
All
Is
right.
that possible?
Yeah. Let me see what I can do.
I'm not telling you have to do it.
No, I know. But just
it's just
to try.
A suggestion.
To try.
You know?
Yeah.
Are there any other members in the family that may share an interest in living with you as well?
Possibly. I better reach out.
You can reach out.
Yeah.
You know, there's different programs. There's different things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then for you, for your own well-being, you may need someone to talk to also.
I know.
Because it's got to be very frustrating, right? It sounds like you're overwhelmed. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting to be around someone that way.
Yeah.
I understand. I get it. I have a member of my family who tends to be in a bad mood all the time. And I just, you know, check in here and there and I just keep my distance after that. Because, you know, your well-being and feeling comfortable and happy is important too. Because unfortunately, that brings you down.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have something that you do now that brings you some joy?
Oh, yeah. I go to my son's sporting events, you know.
What are you doing for you?
Me, nothing. I'm running 20 different directions.
Mm, okay. Well, it sounds to me like it's time to do something for Carmela. Something simple. It could be as simple as going to get a pedicure or something as simple as going for a massage or going with a girlfriend to see a movie. Once a week, you should do something for yourself. Because you're worried about your mom and then you're going to your son's activities. And I'm not saying that's not enjoyable because it is enjoyable. But you have to also be able to pay attention to yourself. You can go to church.
Okay.
You can decide to take a walk. Just something little so that you can go ahead and sort of press the reset button.
Okay.
Do you have a relationship?
I just started one.
Aha. Uh-huh. So who is he?
He's my age. He's Italian.
Okay. And how long have you been dating or seeing each other?
3 weeks.
Okay. Sounds to me, I mean, is he taking you out regularly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are you having fun with that?
Yes.
Yeah? How much fun?
A lot.
Okay. I suggest you tell him that I said to get dressed and pick you up and take you somewhere fun.
Okay.
A comedy club, somewhere you can laugh, karaoke singing. Or somewhere you can dance, somewhere where you could just laugh, either at yourself or somebody else.
Okay.
I also suggest you breathe.
Oh, I'm doing a lot of it.
Because you're doing a heck of a lot of exhaling, but I don't hear any inhaling. Do you have any type of routine in the morning?
No, because it's get up and go. It's get up and go.
Well, could you spare 15 minutes before you get up? Like, wake up 15 minutes earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would suggest get up 15 minutes earlier. And do something that can just relax you. Don't put the TV on. Don't check your phone. Don't look at the news because all that's depressing.
Right.
And looking at the emails and stuff, that's just demanding. That's people who want things from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it could be as simple as making a cup of coffee before everyone gets up and just sitting in silence. Or maybe some tea.
I'm going to try that.
Or perhaps that's when you do your walking.
Mm-hmm.
Throw some sweats on real fast and go for a little walk. Just breathe some fresh air in. Feel the wind on your hair. Tell yourself an affirmation. Today is a day that I will have fun. Today is a day that I will not let mom get to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that. But it sounds to me like it's possible your mom is depressed and that's why she's acting the way she is.
Okay. I'm going to try this.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm sending you a big hug, chica.
Okay. Gracias.
A big hug. Everything's going to get better. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
I hope that this helped. And I just want to let you know, you're not the only one with a pressing issue.
Ay, pero Judy, why?
But Judy, why?
Pero Judy, why?
Ay, pero Judy, why?
Judy, listen, this is Pucci from the Bronx, okay? I have a question. I just need to know, like, how come when I go to the kitchen to get something, all of a sudden I can't remember why I even went there for? Like, why does that happen? Like, does my brain go somewhere else? Like, I don't understand.
Okay, well, Poochie, that's a good question. Oh my God, Poochie, I think I just forgot what I was going to say to you. See, you're not alone. You're not alone at all. It's okay.
Damn, Zuri, you got some problems. You need to take that ginkgo biloba, whatever they call that supplement. I don't know. Maybe you need to listen to a podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like how to get your memory back. Damn. All I did was ask her a question. She can't even talk to me.
But old Zuri, why?
Okay, so Carmela, hearing your story, you know, makes me think of my mom. And there are lots of times when our mothers have been there for us. So I think there comes a time in our lives where we have to be there for them. So I can't sing this song or even hear the song without thinking of my mom. So I want to dedicate this to you and your mom. And of course, it's Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah.
So your final thought is this. Family's gonna drive us crazy. Family are basically the people that we didn't choose. It's the people that God gave us. So we've got to do the best we can to love them where they are, at the time of their life that they're in. And I know it's hard, but it's family. Be there for them, support them, take time for yourself to get away from them. And then remember, there's no reason to cry. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music. Like the official Judy Torres Facebook fan page or visit www.judytorres.com. Judy Torres is available for group and one-on-one life coaching as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for a future episode of our podcast, please feel free to write to judytorreslifecoach@gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises, LLC. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.